Hello, everyone. This is Bill Armstrong, your 2012 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial real estate industry. In my last podcast, you'll recall that we covered issues that did or could impact our commercial business in 2011. Things like lease accounting standards, credit union lending, and commercial real estate loan standards. Now, many of these issues will continue to be a factor in the coming year, but today I'd like to take a look at what else is at stake for our industry in 2012. First, though, I have some news to report on the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP. This vital program was set to expire again on December 16th, shutting out millions of residential and commercial property owners from important protection during a disaster. Thankfully, Congress opted not to leave property owners high and dry, at least when it comes to flood insurance, when they voted to re-extend the National Flood Insurance Program for yet another 6 months, until May 31st, 2012. While this is welcome news, NAR will continue in 2012 to urge the Senate to take up the long-term NFIP reform bill to reauthorize the program for a full five-year period. A five-year reauthorization of the National Flood Insurance Program will provide certainty and avoid further disruption to recovering real estate markets, which stopgap extensions don't provide. Now, let's examine some of the other issues we anticipate in 2012. The three fundamental needs in the commercial industry will be easing a contraction in small business lending, bridging an equity gap, and increasing bank liquidity. Finding solutions to all three of these issues is a priority for NAR and will go a long way to setting the industry on a path for growth. To that end, the Small Business Administration's Commercial Property Refinance Program, initially restricted to small businesses with commercial real estate mortgages maturing by the end of 2012, was expanded to include loans maturing after the end of 2012, at the urging of NAR and other groups. The program expires on September 27th, 2012. Now, if you're not familiar with this program, or even if you've used it before, I encourage you to research it while it's still available. Interest rates may be better than competitors, and while the application process is not perfect, it has improved greatly over the past 10 years. NAR is continuing to push to have the process further streamlined. This is a great program for business owners that have equity in their property but are having trouble refinancing. Another area NAR is advocating for is term extensions. NAR continues to urge banking agencies to provide clear guidance relative to commercial loan workouts. This particularly makes sense for borrowers that are current on their monthly payments. We'll keep you posted on progress related to this issue. Next, the creation of a covered bond market in the U.S. is essential to increase liquidity. Already in use in Europe and Canada, covered bonds represent an alternative to securitization that could help refinancing challenges in the commercial real estate sector. Legislation has been introduced in the House, which NAR supports. Finally, as we all know, in August, Congress created a so-called supercommittee to find an additional $1.4 trillion in deficit reductions. While the supercommittee failed to reach any semblance of an agreement, a tax increase on carried interest was high on their list of possible new revenues. The silver lining in this situation is that the current capital gains treatment of carried interest is preserved for now. However, this issue will likely be debated in Congress in the next year. NAR will stay on top of this issue in 2012, and we'll let you know what happens. In terms of the overall economic picture, with modest economic growth and job creation, the fundamentals should gradually improve in 2012. As I reported previously, the bright spot in commercial real estate is still multifamily housing. Apartment rents will be rising at faster rates in most parts of the country through 2012. If new multifamily construction doesn't ramp up, rent growth could potentially approach 4% over the next 2 years. Our next quarterly forecast comes out on February 24th, so stay tuned for that. And do join me on January 31st, 2012 for my next podcast. In the meantime, I hope everyone has a safe, happy holiday, and a prosperous new year.